Alex, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program. Firstly, what do you make of the move by the UK House of Commons to declare a climate and environment emergency? I would imagine probably not a moment too soon.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really fantastic to see the UK taking this step and the first country to do so. We saw a few days ago Scotland declaring a climate emergency, closely followed by Wales. So now to see the UK going ahead and doing this is a really strong move. And particularly being a country which, you know, does have an important place on the global stage, we really hope that politicians around the world, and particularly here in Australia, would be inspired by that move. And especially in Australia, where we see the climate impact so strongly, this is why we now, Greenpeace, are calling on the Australian government and the opposition, indeed, to declare a climate emergency.
I've heard Australia called the canary in the coal mine when it comes to climate change at the moment. But given the current state of play, I mean, it's sort of a hot potato topic, it would seem, amongst Australian politicians. Given the state of play, how realistic do you think it is Australian politicians will do the same?
Well, really, it's all down to how willing the Australian politicians are to listen to the voters and to the Australian public. You know, this election, climate change is a really top issue. It's consistently polling. It's either the top one or two issue that Australian voters across the country are concerned about. They want to see politicians taking action on climate change. You know, heat waves, fish kills, floods, fires, it's being experienced by people on a regular basis now, and they realise that action needs to be taken. So you'd hope that the politicians would hear that call from the voters, from the Australian people, and move to shut down the coal-fired power stations and replace them with renewable energy.
I think it is undeniable at this point. There is a big, big appetite for climate change action amongst Australian voters. But in terms of what we've seen in the UK, as we mentioned, this was brought on by disruptive actions by Extinction Rebellion, the climate change activist group. Is there an appetite amongst Australians for that same kind of civil disruptive action if politicians are seen to be lagging?
Greenpeace supports non-violent direct action, peaceful protest, and the right to take to the streets to make sure that politicians know when we're concerned about issues and when we want them to act. That's the strong core value of Greenpeace and many other organisations, be it environmental or other social justice issues. So, you know, we applaud the people who are going out there and making peaceful actions to make the climate be heard and to make sure that politicians are taking the right actions. And it would be, we have seen some Extinction Rebellion actions taking place here in Australia. We'll see how that movement grows. But we'll see as well, you know, post-election, once, you know, whatever government is in place, neither party has a strong position. So, you know, really, I'd encourage Australians around the country to, you know, to step up and to take action. If you're concerned about climate change, then, you know, visit the Greenpeace website, look at our social pages, look at ways you can get involved. I'm sure that, you know, many other groups as well around the country before the election and after the election will be, you know, wanting to give a place to people who are concerned about climate and a way that people can get involved.
It's almost of two minds at the moment when it comes to protests, because we saw most recently in Melbourne the vegan protests, employing civil disruption, and I don't think it won them many friends necessarily. But on the other hand, we see the criticisms around clickstivism, people just clicking, liking these things and from the comfort of their own homes, not necessarily hitting the streets, and whether that makes any kind of impact on policy whatsoever. Is there a middle ground to be found?
I wouldn't say a middle ground. I'd say that there's a combination. And it is really important that people sign petitions, that people engage on social media. You know, when you see news articles that you want people to hear about, sharing them, and, you know, encouraging other people around you to get involved in that way, and signing petitions as well, making sure that, you know, politicians see your voice that way too, and getting out on the street, going to rallies and protests. We'll have the climate strikes happening as well very, very, very soon. These are all important things to do as well. So really, you know, it's about the combination of those things when they're put together. people have different levels of what they're comfortable to do to have their voices heard. And it's about, you know, making sure that Australians around the country and people around the globe have a way that they can say that they're concerned about climate change, particularly in Australia, that they want the coal-fired power stations closed because coal is the biggest cause of climate change. So to have different avenues for people to get involved is really great.
Well, Alex, thank you very much. I mean, we're all in this one together, so do appreciate your time.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.